So listen to me, ladies. This is to any bitch. I got $40. $40 today. And if you nasty, I'll throw in 60. If you nasty. This whole $60. If you nasty. You hear me? What y'all want to do? I know y'all want to get a hotel. I know y'all want to go to American Deli. What popping? Shit. I might even throw in another 20. You hear me? For some food. You hear me? So what popping? Ladies. Ladies!
Hey, it's your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Iron Mike Tyson, and the a.k.a. that matters the most, Jack Swagless. You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast with the King and the Queen. We out.
What's your name? What? What is your name?
Tony.
Fuck you, Tony.
What's your name?
Ezekiel.
Fuck you, Ezekiel.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Hey, you know what I did last night?
You better not bring my mother into this.
You know what I did?
You better not.
Over there.
Oh.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to nappyasshole.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One time rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
Now tune into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor, Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. the Black Al Bundy, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper. That's a double entendre in case you ain't picked that up.
Okay.
AKA Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now, as far as you bag chasing, inconsistent, only podding because you think you're going to make some money. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off so I can show y'all what a real podcast sound like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. My Cups Runneth Over, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro Is My Halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, right before my first exam, your grade is your motherfucking greed, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, comment on the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We on all of them. We appreciate that. Don't forget, we got a voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also got a Patreon where you can support all things Nappy Afro, get behind-the-scenes exclusive content, and get shouted out on the show like our latest Patreon, Evan, and our other Patreon, John. Thank you, Evan and John, for supporting the movement. We appreciate it. Hope y'all enjoy all the stuff y'all get over there, too. And if you don't want to support either A, B, or C, there is an option D. And option D is just to like, retweet it, reblog it, put it in your story. And when you put it in your story, tag us in it so we can shout y'all out like Ruler Myself does every week. Like Short T does every week. We thank y'all, man. Just spread the word. Tell people about the show, man. That's all. So, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. Okay. I realized something today. I mean, I realized it a long time ago, but it just was really funny today. That my natural hair really scares people. Well, more so white people. And it's just funny because people are so curious about this fro. Like, it's really not that
deep.
Would
you say you have a nappy afro?
I would say I do.
Okay.
And it was just
product
funny.
Placement people.
I liked it. it was just the fact that I saw two different people, and it was just funny because, of course, they both were white, but one was a man and one was a woman. And one person, I mean, the man was just like very interested in it. He was just asking a couple of questions.
Because I saw you yesterday, your hair was long. And then I see you today, and it's like,
what happened?
I saw you last week, and you had long hair. Now I saw you today, and it's
so you got
gone.
A haircut?
Like, what happened?
No, it's not a haircut. My hair actually grew while I had my braids. But so he was a little concerned, and then I saw a white lady that wanted to touch my hair today.
Oh,
and
you let her?
I let her.
You never tell me that you didn't.
The nigga that I used to be.
Uh-huh.
Was more on the whole, we want to educate the people, want to bring them into the fold, whatever type bullshit. Now that I realize my superpower, that these people just really think, you know, I'm a militant nigga because they see me with this nappy hair, and they feel like that means that I'm standing for something or whatever. So they
Black Lives Matter.
Talk to me about politics and all kinds of shit.
E-racism.
And I'm just, I'm just like, that's not really what you want to do. You just want to try to bother me right now. Mm-hmm. And right now, I'm not in an educating mood. One of y'all caught me at work. The other one didn't. So, I'm a little nicer to the one that I still got to see. But this hag that wanted to touch my hair, clearly you don't
stranger?
Know.
Stranger?
Stranger.
A stranger, stranger asked danger. To touch your hair.
Yes.
Hey, white people bold as fuck.
Yeah,
why would you want to, like, you don't invade nobody's personal space like that.
For one, we're in the middle of a pandemic. You shouldn't be close enough to me to touch my hair.
But why would you ask a stranger, like, even, I mean, that's like saying me just walk up to a girl and be like, oh, that's a nice butt. Can I touch it?
Maybe she'll say yes, maybe
she'll
say no.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, the gall of you to ask a woman that shit.
I mean, you have some really cool hair. What did you do to it? I said, I don't do anything to it. I wake up like this. So,
I mean,
that's why it looks like this, because I didn't do anything to it.
Maybe she was like, yo, I could hook you up. Maybe she didn't know. Maybe she was a master stylist, and she was like, yo, I could. I always wanted to work on some
And that's why I would prefer that she not
Negro hair.
Yeah.
Some colored hair.
And she's just like, well, I understand that. And I'm like, I'm glad.
Well, why would I just
that's not what we're doing today.
You should have been like, can I record you real quick? Just ask that. Like,
I just wanted it to be over.
Dang.
But then I realized, like, you know, this is some interesting stuff I got growing out of my head. So,
wow.
I mean, hey, white people love froze, I guess. So
should have got a phone number. Y'all could have became friends.
No. Man. She's not a person I want to be my friend.
I mean... She was letting you know she was an
ally.
I
mean, she was curious, I guess.
And yeah, she was letting you know she was an ally, and, you know, she just
One of my coworkers did ask me to touch my hair, like, a year ago, and I did let her, so.
You did?
I did. She wasn't white.
It still don't matter.
I mean, I was trying to.
I think
like,
white people have a checklist of things.
Of things that they got to do before they leave this
Earth.
Yeah,
just, you know, one of them is like touch a black person's hair, because it's like that's something very curious.
But they never want to touch my hair when my hair is braided. They always want to touch my hair when
it's
like
European
this.
Hair. That's not real shit. They
but
know
I'm
that's
saying
not your
it's
hair.
Braided, though.
They don't care. They know that's not the real deal. They know that's some shit from Malaysia, and they've touched
it. Like I said, it's braided. It's not like it's in a straight. Silky smooth loose weave thing.
Nah,
so.
It doesn't have the same appeal as
I wasn't given appeal today. I was given, I'm trying to get my shit and go to my car today. Mm. So
okay. Yeah. As far
but
as my
day went well.
Okay, as far as my week, nothing exciting happened. It's football
nobody
season.
Nobody wanted to touch your hair.
No, man. No, nobody wants to touch my gray hair, man. Like, I wouldn't let them anyway. I'd be like, hey, back up. You know, I only like you touching my hair sometimes when I get a haircut.
I mean, you're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah. You don't, like, that's very important. Whatever. When you got waves, you can't just have nobody rubbing your hair the wrong way against the grain. And
yeah, I mean, if you actually had wavy hair, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, but that's not.
I mean, since
like,
your hair
since
is trained waves.
Yeah, it's trained waves. You know, I wasn't born with the, you know, wavy hair, but still, at any rate. As far as my week, football season is upon us. NFL.
It's not going to last long.
Yeah, it don't matter. As long as it lasts, I'll be happy. I'll be like a woman. As long as it lasts, I'll be happy.
Yeah. You so get that one nut, because that's about all y'all got.
Well, that's, hey, look.
That's all y'all got in y'all.
Hey, That's we gonna see how long we can last.
It's not gonna last.
But long. I think the NFL gonna go all the whole 16. I really think NFL.
With people dying every day.
They're gonna be calling all kind of people up to come play football. They'll be like, hey, look, hey, look, check your email, people. You might be getting a call from Roger Goodell. He might need you to come play for your local football team.
They'll fly your ass in. They yes, sir.
Look, hey.
Get you here a week early.
We'll put you in the game, coach. Can you catch? Can you just? Come on, we just need the bodies right now. We need 53 men out here. So it's gonna be like the draft, the army draft. Yeah. So you
Uncle
know,
Sam needs you.
So, but the big boys in college football start this weekend. You know what I'm saying? The only college teams that's playing the divisions. I mean. What you call them, conferences. Mm-hmm. You got the Big 12, the SEC, the ACC, and some independent schools are playing, and some lower, like, smaller schools are playing. But so, you know, we're going to have some college football. So this Saturday will be the first Saturday where it'll feel like a Saturday in September and not a pandemic. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what they want y'all to forget. Because once y'all get into y'all normal routine, some bullshit is finna come down.
Yeah, the election. I keep telling you this. It's going to all be good after November.
Okay, if you say so.
Or whenever they get the ballots counted out.
It won't be good until these motherfuckers cut me another check.
Hey, man, well, don't hold your breath.
Oh, I ain't gonna hold it.
Don't hold it.
I ain't gonna hold it.
They said the shit is over with. The free money's gone. Y'all back to work. We cut the unemployment. It's hey, like, no more handouts. They said, hey, we're done. We handed out enough.
You think so?
Yeah. Once they handed out checks to dead people and all that other shit, they fucked the bag up.
But they should have did their research.
Well, it's the government, man. They you know, they. It's too many people work for the government for them to have to do such a sucky fucking job.
Yeah, because like, they got like 10 people doing the same job. So somebody should have caught the mess up.
I mean,
before the checks got
printed. How you send somebody dead money? Like, y'all y'all send his ass a W-2? Like, apparently. I mean, y'all send a dead nigga a bill?
I'm gonna need him to have died this year, though.
But at any rate, like,
I'm just saying,
the record should be like, yo, as soon as you die and they put that death certificate in, it should update all your files. This nigga dead.
Yeah, it should. But I know people who say that they've gotten not unemployment, but Social Security benefits for somebody. And the person died, whatever part of the month, they got some money. The people had prorated that shit. Like, you ain't lived the whole month. So you couldn't get all that money. So I'm trying to figure out how you could be that particular about something like that.
Oh, that person probably called. Yes, I just want to let you know that Nan died, and she died on the 14th. So, you know, I just want to let you guys know somebody
so
did
all
honest.
She's gonna get is
50%. I wouldn't have told her. I would have been like the mother people. I like she was still alive for about 8 years.
Thank you.
They would have been like, damn, you know what I'm saying? She's still alive. We still paying out this benefit. Yes, sir. Like, that's how they did on Shameless.
We're going to have to keep getting it.
Yes, sir. But enough about our weeks. Let's go ahead and get this outline because we got a lot to talk about.
A lot.
All y'all people out there talk about y'all about it, and y'all want black, y'all own black space and black cities and black stores and black everything, black this, black that. You know, everybody talk about it. But some people is actually doing something about it. I'm going to go ahead and read you an article. A group of black families bought 97 acres of land to build a city for black people from scratch. That sounds amazing already, correct?
Uh-huh, awesome.
Thanks to the Freedom Georgia Initiative, a black-owned, woman-owned, family-owned, veteran-managed, limited liability company. God damn.
That's a lot of shit.
So basically what they're trying to say is, black people in Toomsboro, Georgia. You ever heard of Toomsboro?
I feel like I drove through it, but yeah.
We get a whole new city. A group of 19 black families have joined together to buy 96.7 acres of land in the area, and they have ambitious plans. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm telling you this. They plans better be right.
Well, I can tell you this. I ain't going to that motherfucker.
Why not?
Come on, man. They going to have... You better be ready to do everything. Because they ain't going to have everything together.
What you mean they ain't going to have everything together? I mean, you got to give them some time. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day.
But if you want me to say, I'm going to come to an all-black anything, that means y'all better have doctors... Y'all better have everything a city is supposed to have. I shouldn't have to go to the neighboring town if I have a heart attack.
So how long? So how long you think you gonna get in before you be comfortable going to Toomsboro?
I won't be comfortable going there. Period. But I'm just saying, if they're gonna say that they are a real establishment, they're gonna have to do something like quickly. So that means that they gotta have their city plans. They gotta have how the layout is gonna be. You can't just say we're going to have an area that's only for black people and then y'all get there and the stuff is half-assed. That's what it's going to be.
I mean, but you got to give them time. They're building a city from scratch.
What is that? Cities, what is that
cities have been around for 200s of years.
Okay, come on. But I'm saying the land ain't new.
It might just be land. I mean, it just could be land. It might not be land with a city. Ain't nobody going to sell you a city with buildings and stuff
It ain't got to have no buildings, but if you're trying to build something, you done seen people neighborhoods go up in 6 to 8 months.
Okay, so that you got to, but we building everything. Infrastructure, we got to put down piping for the sewer and everything. Like, they got a lot of work to do.
Okay, so we supposed to be impressed.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, we can't be impressed until the city is together.
Okay.
So you call me back in about 5 years.
Five?
They niggas. They ain't going to have this shit together probably in 20 years.
That's what I was about to say. 5 years? You think? I mean, they might have some houses built, but they ain't going to have like a... You talk about a Walmart. You know, well, they can't have Walmart because it's going to be black everything. So it can't be Walmart. So you got to have all black stores.
Somebody still.
I think if a lot of people get in on this, the right people, they can make it work. They get them a couple doctors. They're going to have some kind of doctors, nurses, banking, a grocery. They're going to have farmers. Sleazy, the black farmer, he might move down there, you know, that's get great. Started. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're going to have pharmacists and everything like that. So it's going to have the right people to start this civilization. But well, let's just go ahead and... it came about as the girl Ashley Scott, she's a Georgia-based realtor, and a group of her friends, they revealed the idea for the new city, you know, in the wake of the death of Ahmed Arbery, right? Mm-hmm. So she said she sought counseling from a black therapist, and it helped. It helped me to realize that that we as black people are suffering from a racial trauma. We are dealing with systemic racism, she wrote. The group's website goes into detail about their vision to develop our vast, resource-rich 96 acres of land in Tunesboro, Georgia, for the establishment of an innovative community for environmentally sustainable living, health and wellness, agricultural and economic development, arts and culture for generations to come.
If they in Tunesboro and they ain't even changed the name yet, then they ain't doing nothing no way because you're just in Tunesboro and you a neighborhood in Tunesboro.
It's certain things you got to do. You just can't. I'm just saying. You got to get incorporated and all that stuff. She said, our aim is to be a premier recreational, educational, and cultural destination for black families across the African diaspora. How would you say that word? Did I say it right?
Diaspora?
No, I don't think it's that.
I mean, you looking at it, I'm not.
Okay, she said, we welcome you, your family, and all black allies to support us in our vision to be the change we want to see. They got a Facebook page, the Florida Georgia Initiative. The Freedom Georgia Initiative. I'm sorry. Football season
coming. You already?
No, football season. I want to see where Tunesboro is, man.
Ain't no way you want to go. Like, if the niggas was able to buy the land that quick. Anyway, ain't nobody want to be to that motherfucker. The people that's over there don't want to be there. If they got 97 acres of land that's all in the same area that they was able to buy, the shit is sketchy.
So they were selling the city. Oh, Tunesboro is a town in Wilkinson County. Let me see. Where is this at? Highway 57, that ring a bell?
I'm not that country.
Oh my God.
No highway numbers and shit.
Oh, okay. So it's east of Macon.
Okay.
It's about, so it's between.
Definitely not the way I want to go.
Yeah, so we didn't definitely rode through there.
Yeah,
before.
I mean, I don't feel like I done seen it plenty of times.
Of Milledgeville,
It ain't shit to probably stopping there to do but piss.
Matter of fact, down 441, yep, we have been through there. We go down 441 like we used to go to Athens. Yep, before you got to Dublin. Yep, so we done been through that. So, yeah, okay. ain't nothing out there. Nope. Ain't nothing out there. So, hey, congratulations. I'm proud of y'all. Y'all actually doing something about it. Good luck. You know what I mean? That's not going to be a destination place for black people because where it's at. I'm sorry to tell y'all.
Yeah, because all the damn police, the roads trying to get there, you going to get fucked up by the police. So, the niggas ain't going to get to y'all.
You in Georgia right there. You in Georgia. And ain't no beaches around.
Ain't nobody
want to
come
there. Yeah, y'all bought some land in a bad spot. Now I look where it's at. Been through there a couple times.
Probably done got a ticket through up and through there.
Man, but Jesus. So good luck. I'm proud of y'all.
I wish y'all the best, but
yeah, but that's not on the.
You should have called somebody.
Yeah, that's not on the vacation list. Uh-huh. You know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to Tunesboro. Mm-mm. But look, I don't want to. You know. Tell nobody not to go, because if you want to go support, go ahead, help build
what
the city.
Support?
I wonder, can we just go there, set up, and just like build? If I build a house there, like, can I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
The niggas bought it, so they want to sell you something.
They definitely going to sell me. I don't know how much I get an acre out there for. How much acre you need for a house? About 4 or 5?
I would want a few, but...
How big is an acre? Do you know?
I don't think you got to have more than... let's make sure we get our facts.
How much is an acre? Let's look it up real quick.
It's
43,560 square feet. So how many football fields in an acre? If you calculate the entire area of a football field, including the end zones, it works out to about 57,000 square feet. So that's how big an acre is, 1.3 football fields. So that's what it's, I mean, they equating it to some in layman's terms. Yeah, so that's what, that's pretty big size piece of land. I could do a lot with just 1 acre.
Yeah,
you can. Like, I don't need, so I wonder how much the niggas will sell me an acre for in Toomsboro.
Okay.
And I'll be like, listen, since this is our own city, like, that means we got our own laws, right? Like, so we could do what the fuck we want to do, right? Can't. What you mean?
Calm down, sir. You
it's the Wild Wild West. City.
No, it's not.
It's nothing. Y'all not incorporated. This is just 96 acres of land you bought.
That's the same way, like you saying, you go down there where ain't nobody at down Highway 27.
Somebody own that land, though. It's
niggas who own it, even if it ain't shit on there. But it's something
like that's everything that's in the belongs county.
To somebody. Them people didn't just go and start slapping trees.
How
down.
Did they buy it? Like, we want to know how did they, like, let's see how they bought the shit first. Cause they
bought it from the bank. The crackers own everything.
Town for sale. Let's see.
I mean, in the beginning, it wasn't none of this stuff.
Okay, here you go. You can buy an entire town in Georgia for the cost of a typical home in San Francisco. So what they're saying is prospective buyers can get almost in an entire city in the state of Georgia for about the same price. So they're looking at
how much money?
37 parcels of property and 40 acres of land are for sale in Toomsboro for $1.7 million. So they all got together
and put their little money together. They said 19 people.
Yeah, 19 people. Even when
that's less than $100,000 a person. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I still don't think it's a good buy. You know, unless you're going to, you know, make some money back in this town. But
they going to make some money because niggas like you want to come out there.
I don't want to go out there. I told you there's no vacant. There ain't nothing out there. Like, ain't nothing out there. Ain't no mall. Nothing. I'm not trying to drive down. Let me stop right now. Let's go on to the next topic for people call us haters. You know what I'm saying? For hating on people doing the right thing.
They're not doing the right thing.
They are. They're trying to build their own Wakanda.
The world that we live in, the world that we should be in.
So they said. What it is. So they said we just go here and police it. So if any white people move there, they could do the reverse racism on the white people.
Nobody needs that.
I'm just saying, man.
Okay, moving on to the next topic.
Well, this one hit close to home. A teacher fired after her students found out about her OnlyFans. Now, I don't think it's fair. First of all, because that's part-time work. She's just a teacher, not like a principal or nothing like that.
She's a teacher.
Yeah, and if
a student shouldn't see her naked.
A student, exactly, because none of her students are 18 years old. So let's go to that. So, a Latina high school teacher was fired after students found her OnlyFans account. The Latina teacher was fired for having an OnlyFans account by a California school district. The teacher wasn't making enough money from her low teaching salary and decided OnlyFans was the best option for a second job. Like a lot of you women out there.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. These hoes got other skills.
Hold on. Things got bad when students found a Latina. Why do they keep saying she's a Latina? Okay, we get it.
Is it the name of the school? That's what you just said.
Oh, right? That might be the name of the school. Found a Latina high school teacher's OnlyFans account and it went viral. She was fired shortly after.
My thing is, it's a clause. They don't have to execute the clause, but it's a clause in probably 99% of the teachers' contracts about ethical behaviors and things like that.
Mm.
So when you out here doing all kind of crass things, when you get found out, it's a violation to what you agreed to. So it's not like somebody holding you to a standard that you didn't sign the paper. Yeah, you probably didn't read that shit. Cause
you was happy at the job.
Yeah, it was down there.
Everybody,
but
you don't never read small print.
Yeah, you don't. But that's the shit that she
you act like
read.
You do. You sit down, you be like, you be lying like you ain't even nigga. Let me sign this motherfucker. But
checking
they
the box
their mind.
And all that shit, saying yes, I agree.
Drug test. Let me hurry up and sign this shit.
Yeah, probably didn't even have to take a drug test. That's the problem.
Mm. So they said the 26-year-old teacher goes by Denise on OnlyFans, and you spell that D-E-N-I-S-S-E, fellas. If any of y'all looking.
She really on the OnlyFans now. She got no other job.
It has about 160 posts. She charges $5 for a regular subscription and has a special of $25.47 for 3 months with a subscription bundle. You know what I'm saying? She seems like an OnlyFans vet. So let me ask you a question. The kids, like, that's not fair. I understand what she's saying, what she's saying. But, you know, once these kids find out and it spread like wildfire, and, you know, it's like, man.
I mean, my thing is, it's different if you said you was at a, what you call it? You stripping or you selling Avon. But the thing is, either way it go, people won't be in that venue. But you can't control what's going on online. If you're talking about an OnlyFans, shit, just because they ain't 18, they able to go and lie about a fake birthday, because what are they doing to get on there? They just putting in the numbers on the computer, right?
I think what happened was one of the kids subscribed using one of their parents' card.
Yeah.
And probably was looking for a couple
and
months.
And they weren't looking for her?
Yeah, they probably subscribed to her OnlyFans, and the mom was like, yo, what the fuck is this charge from? What the fuck is this? Oh, then he had to tell the truth.
I don't even think that happened.
I believe
it. I don't think they were looking for
white kids crack under pressure,
but they
man.
Don't, but they don't be looking for them people. They happen to find. That's just like anybody who say they don't walk in a strip club and they found, you know what I'm saying, the Sunday school teacher and they shaking their ass. Mm. That's because you was in there and y'all was in the same place at the same time. It ain't because I was looking for you or I heard you was going to be in here. They found out the bra was up in there and she was giving the people what they wanted. And they just happened to stumble upon it. But at the same time, she should have known that was a risky situation. So if she wanted to do anything, she should have been...
with a ski mask
on. Thank you. That's what you do. You got to have a disguise.
What if she cute, though, and she's like, that's my face.
Baby.
That's my money maker.
That's something that you got to tell the people. They got to private subscribe to.
Yeah.
That's got to be some of the $50 deals.
50? These girls being way more than... They said 50.
Well, whatever. Well, she just said she had a $25 bundle, so hell, I'm giving her double.
But see, that's the gimmick right there. So, what I've heard...
Yeah, sound like you're an avid...
No.
...user or something.
They charge you, like, some of them be like 3, 5, 8, 10. And then how they get you is, they'll say, like, hey, to unlock this post, tip me $20, $30, $40, $50.
Okay, 200. I like that.
So, that's how they get you. So, like, they have you... You'll see it, like, wow, she only charging $5? But then the money is in the post. You know what I'm saying? Where they're like, oh, you want to see this? Unlock, spend this much. You know, because I seen one girl, they had exposed her, talking about she was a scammer. She was charging them like $200 for a picture, and then it'd be the same picture that she had put on Instagram or something. Or she'd have it covered up like you're going to see titties some and ass, but she'd have a bikini on. And they'd be like, so you paid $200 to see her in a bikini? Like, nigga.
For one, a nigga is stupid because I'm not paying $200 to see shit.
Well, I mean,
I'm fucking somebody for $200.
Well, you got to think about it. The strip clubs been closed down, so niggas got extra money.
I would... Shit, you better talk to a motherfucker at Walmart, at the gas station.
It ain't that easy, though.
Shit. If you walk up to a person who got a buggy full of motherfucking kids, they got a food stamp card, bitch is fucking for $200.
But I mean, still, though.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Shit, catch me right before a damn check. I might be questionable.
Oh, yeah, you better not be.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Right before the check drop. Fuck that.
Jesus Christ, man. I tell you.
I'm just kidding. My bad.
You ain't just kidding, Queen Jern. Hey, listen, man. Queen Jern.
I ain't out there home.
I'm starting to learn more and more about her weekly, week after week.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
You might learn something.
Damn. But yeah, so I feel bad for this teacher, Denise. I mean, not bad enough to subscribe to her OnlyFans.
Sound like it.
No, I mean.
Because, shoot her $5, man.
I mean, go ahead. You do it. Let's see what she got on there.
I ain't finna do that. That mean I got to have an account and all that shit. I don't have nothing tied to me.
You don't have to have an account set up.
How you know?
You just have to. I mean, what you mean an account?
You got. I mean, if you're gonna subscribe to something, the people don't have you to have a Only's account to pay the people. Like you gotta have
We do have a Nappy Afro OnlyFans. Ain't nothing on it. Mm. We just got it because in case the name. You know, we just want to have the name in case. You know, we might go to OnlyFans one day for the podcast, and you know, just be a way that we can reach out to only our fans. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, because OnlyFans was created. Not for
people
what,
for real talent.
Yeah, like people like to get closer to their fans. Like you a YouTube something, you know, you create this like, oh, so my real fans can interact with me here, you know, for a premium, you know what I mean? And so but then they kind of turned a blind eye to the thotty yaddy yaddies doing it, and now it's exploded to something totally else. And when you say OnlyFans, it's got a bad little connotation to it. You know what I mean? So, you know, but you know, that's just what it is. So let's I mean, she got fired from a job. She's probably...
She need the OnlyFans right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got heavy on it.
She probably made a lot of money because a lot of people talk about it. So she probably good. She probably ain't never looking back again.
Yeah.
But when that only...
She better save that money.
Yeah. Like I tell y'all OnlyFans girls all the time, save the money because Uncle Sam will be coming for his next year. When you get that little tax form from OnlyFans, you done made $100,000 this year. You ain't used to making but nothing but like $18,000. And you wondering, like, what this nigga talking about? I owe him 20 grand. What's he talking about?
Because you do.
What do you mean 20? Well, how owe him $20,000? Girl, y'all ladies don't understand. Y'all done jumped up in way more tax brackets. And it's going to be interesting to see how many of y'all get locked up for tax evasion. Because a lot of y'all going to be on the run next year when OnlyFans send y'all W-2s.
I got a tax man for you. Just holler at me.
For a fee. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need a middleman fee. But let's go ahead and move on. You know, shout out to her. New age cheating. I'm not talking about the cheating what you're thinking about. These students figured out their tests were graded by AI, which is artificial intelligence, and the easy way to cheat.
What's that?
So on Monday, Dana Simmons came downstairs to find her 12-year-old son, Lazare, in tears. He completed the first assignment for his 7th grade history class on Edgenuity, an online platform for virtual learning. He received a 50 out of 100. That wasn't on a practice test. It was his real grade. He was like, I'm going to have to get 100 on all the rest to make up for this, said Simmons in a phone interview. He was totally dejected. At first, Simmons tried to console her son. I was like, well, you know, some teachers grade really harshly at the beginning. And said Simmons, who is a history professor herself. Then Lazare clarified that he received his grade less than a second after submitting his answers. A teacher couldn't have read a response in that time. Simmons knew her son was being graded by an algorithm. So Simmons watched Lazare complete more assignments. She looked at the correct answers, which Edgenuity revealed at the end. She surmised that Edgenuity's AI was scanning for specific keywords that it expected to see in students' answers. And she decided to game it. Now, for every short answer question, Lazare writes two long sentences followed by a disjointed list of keywords, anything that seems relevant to the question. The questions are things like, what was the advantage of Constantinople's location for the power of the Byzantine Empire? Simmons says, so you go through, okay, what are the possible keywords that are associated with this? Wealth, caravan, ship, India, China, Middle East. He just threw all of those words in. She said, I won the game because I felt like it was an easy way to get a good grade. He usually digs the keywords out of the article or video the question is based on. Apparently, the word salad is enough to get a perfect grade on any short answer question in an Edgenuity test. wow. So.
Good looking out, Mom.
Yes. So, you know, since everybody going virtual now, many are outsourcing some instruction and grading virtual education programs. Let's see, Edgenuity. I want to know how they did that. Okay. So, of course, short answer questions aren't the only factor that impacts Edgenuity grades. Lazare classes require other formats, including multiple choice questions and single word inputs. A developer familiar with the platform estimated that short answers make up less than 5% of Edgenuity's course content. And many of the 8 students The Verge spoke to for this story confirmed that such tasks were a minority of their work. Still, the tactic was certainly impacted Lazare's class performance. He's now getting 100s on every assignment. Wow. So 20,000 schools are currently using this platform. I tell you, boy, these kids is graduating now, man. Ain't none of them going to be smart.
They're going to be smart at something. It just ain't gonna probably be what they need to be.
Yeah, they're gonna learn how to.
They're gonna learn how to beat the system. I mean, but the thing is, you change the game, I gotta change with it. So if in the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, that forces me to not be as strong mentally, but I have other skills, you kind of gotta try to see how you could capitalize on the skills that you have perfected. That's all I can say. Because even for me, I don't do a whole lot. I mean, my area is mostly math related. But it's just like when you have students that, you know, are always trying to figure out the shorter, you know what I'm saying? The shortest way to get it done, which yeah. I ain't mad at you because you need to work smarter. But it's just like it's something about when you take away that human interaction, when you're just virtual, it's for so much you can do. You can't read people body language as well over a screen, things that, you know, you kind of can do in a live setting, you can't really do in a mm-hmm. virtual setting. Some stuff is quicker to grade because you're doing it, like you say, using a computer program and whatever. But, like I said, this can't be the new normal simply because we are going to go back. Basic skills are not going to be accomplished. They will not be mastered in any way, shape, or form. So it'll be best that this pandemic can be over sooner than later so we can get back in the brick and mortar schools.
Hey, man, we got to get them back in the buildings, man, because a lot of kids are suffering socially behind this. Like, they need to see their friends. They need to be, like, we've turned some kids into introverts, and, like, it's really killing the kids, like, it's and doing, it's, I mean, like,
some people done committed suicide doing this thing.
Yeah, like, a lot of kids
and that's grown people
suffering. Like, yeah, like, they don't understand why. Like, you got to tell, like, a kid that maybe started school last year and school's time, you know, he's so excited about school and now he like, what you mean what I can't go back? School. Like, little kids, like, it's so.
Because the thing is, school is life for kids.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You even if kids don't like going to school, it's a rites of passage, just a part of who we are as a culture.
Yes.
So that's a major, you know, platform that kids and parents, everybody is accustomed to. Like, everybody talks about what did you do when you were in middle school, mm-hmm. elementary school, high school, college, mm-hmm. if you went. But that K through 12 is a guaranteed something that kids talk about.
Yep.
And so when you even, you know what I'm saying, when you become an adult, you reminisce on those years. So it's like you've snatched away that year for kids who graduated and
prom, all yeah, the prom, stuff.
That stuff sucks. Like, yeah. you've taken all of that away.
What if you ain't never go to the prom in your 12th grade year? You was like, you know what? I'm going to the prom this year.
And then 2020 came.
You're like, dang, man, I ain't never get to go to the prom.
Yeah, and so it's just like,
or you worked so hard to graduate. You was that kid that was barely like this was like, yo, you the first one to graduate your family, the first one to graduate.
Yeah,
you ain't even get to do it.
Took it away.
Yeah, so
I mean, so it just, I mean, it just sucks for so many kids, yeah. And that's the reason why I just feel like as parents, you kind of got to go hard. You got to do stuff because even with us having both of them in high school, it's still certain things that they don't know how to do on the computer. Like when it come down to the Zoom classes and how you get on Canvas and this and this, certain teachers trying to show you stuff. Today, if I hadn't been here at the time, Boozy wouldn't have been able to do upload her assignment. Mm. It was like the lady was trying to tell them how to get to it, but the way her system was set up,
she probably on PC
in comparison
or something.
Yeah, to like, how our computer was set up, it was a little bit different. Mm. So she needed my assistance to navigate, you know what I'm saying, to get to the right tabs and all of that stuff. But once we found it, it was all good. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of people think, oh, you could turn on a computer for your kid and walk away, and the teacher going to do everything.
No.
The teacher can't do everything because the teacher's not physically in your house. Yeah.
So I don't know what's on your screen right now.
Exactly.
What are you doing? You don't even have a five key. What
exactly.
What kind of computer do you have?
What is that you got going, like, on? What, y'all got jelly on shit.
Yeah, like,
over
what
here
is that? Like, you on your
keys
phone? Oh my gosh.
Like, what are we gonna do with that? And that's another thing. When the kid logs in on the phone, because we had that the day too, because at first the PC didn't, something was going on with it, where we couldn't really get on Zoom like we wanted to. So I was like, for the sake of time, log in on my phone, I'll reboot the system, and then, you know, for your next class, you can log in on the computer. And it worked fine. But the thing was, when you first logged in on the phone, you only saw certain pieces of, you know what I'm saying, all of the tabs wasn't up there because it was, you know, compatible for the phone or whatever. So it's just like, you know, we got to get these kids back in school because at the end of the day, they losing a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like your boy said, we losing recipes.
Yeah.
We losing a lot of shit with these kids being at the house.
We got some dumb ones.
Yeah. Like, I mean, everybody's situation is different. And that's another reason why, like, they had this thing where they were talking about the kids with the backgrounds and stuff. I don't know if you saw it or not, trying to let them use the virtual background. Because you got some kids that's in McDonald's. Some kids in parking lots all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't have a home that's suitable for whatever. Some kids' house look like, you know what I'm saying, it's falling apart. Yeah. And that's not what you want to present to your classmates. Because now people checking people background, trying to see what you got going on. Mm. You got roaches crawling up your damn wall? Some do you
mama,
have?
I seen one, the mama was, she ain't had no bra on or nothing. And her titties, she was like, she done walked in on the screen. I was like, poor kid.
Yeah, mine stay telling me to stay away from the Zoom camera. I try my best not to be, if I'm out here, I got to be 100% ready for the Zoom.
Yeah. Well, like I said, kids, good luck. I mean, you know, I feel bad for y'all because it's got to suck learning this way.
It is.
I mean, because, you know, you're missing out on so much.
And like, I mean, but then some of the kids who actually never wanted to be in school, that small percentage, they loving it right now. Like, this is their year.
Yeah.
Like, they are loving being away from the school. Like, some of them can't stand being in them buildings. Yeah. But for that small group, they thriving right now.
Yeah.
But most people,
yeah,
most normal people,
they hurt.
It's real messed up.
Normalcy. They want to see, you know, they just miss it all. They miss it all. Nah, and I feel bad for
them. And I miss it for them because...
I mean, I got like that when we used to have snow days. Like, we had one, my senior year in high school, we missed like a whole month of school. And I was just like, God, dog, I've never been so happy to get back to school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I understand.
This is something, you know, it's unprecedented. Like, very few people are on Earth that was here when the last pandemic happened. So, and if they were, they probably don't even remember it because they're 100 years old.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just a lot. So, I just say everybody working in these times right now, we all need a more... Like, we shouldn't even have but a 3 to 4 day work week. I don't understand the school systems that are actually running it Monday through Friday because most places have one day off a week that these kids are not doing anything. Mm. They catching up on work and all of that. But... we happen to be in the best county in Florida, Leon County. We have damn school Monday through Friday, unless it's a holiday, and these kids are doing work every freaking day when you don't have time to catch up on nothing. But everybody need a day off, an extra day off, because this shit here is stressful.
Hey, man, we need to get rid of the five-day work week.
Altogether.
It was created by some bullshit for workers in the plant. I mean, we don't need to work. Like, who said work 5 days, be off two? Like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Let's go 4-3.
Yeah.
Give me 4.
Yeah, we could work 4 and be off 3.
Yeah, like, we need 3 days off. Like, I don't know whether Friday or Monday, whichever
I
one.
I say Friday.
Yeah, most definitely Fridays, you know what I'm saying, should be off. You know, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, we need to, so y'all up here petitioning for the wrong thing. Y'all want black rights and y'all want equal
pay
and equality and shit. No, let's get a fucking 4-day work week and a 3-day weekend. That's what we need.
When I do want to work on Friday, I can get some either overtime.
Everybody
or time
can
and
agree
half
on that. Yeah, we don't need to work 40 hours a week. You need to work 32.
I mean, if I had to work 40, why I can't just work 10 hours a day?
I don't want to work 10 hours a day.
Okay.
That's another thing. Work is a concept that goes on forever. Work is something you're never supposed to complete until you retire.
It's fateful. It'll be there when you come.
You see what I'm saying? So why do you need to work 10-hour days? Like, fuck is that gonna do? I'm still gonna be here tomorrow.
Yeah,
and the next day.
And on top of that is the fact that you, like you said, you're not gonna finish it. So if you still always gonna have something to do, it don't matter when you stop.
It don't.
So because it's gonna still be there to continue the next time that you come back.
We don't need a 40-hour. So let's if your president or your president nominee ain't with that, you ain't got my motherfucking vote. I'm gonna tell you so if I ever see Joe Biden or Donald Trump, I'm going to ask him, yo, when you going to cancel the 40-hour work week, motherfucker? Because that's some shit that need to go. That's some bullshit. These jobs been getting over on us for fucking too fucking long. And if I got to work somewhere for another 25 years, 30 years.
And you do.
I don't want to have to do it for 40 hours a week. Not that I don't mind doing it. It's just that I think I'd be more productive on a 4-day work. I think everyone would be more productive.
They will. Because you'll get what you need to get done. Because the thing is, if you really be honest, at most of these jobs, people they bullshitting at least 20 hours of them 40 hours anyway. I give them 15.
Some jobs. So,
a lot of jobs. If your ass is not a fucking surgeon or somebody who is saving...
Surgeons?
People who are saving lives are doing something extremely important. Somebody who working on a large machinery that you moving shit, that you got to stay focused on some
shit,
baby.
What about the McDonald's workers?
They bullshitting. I done been to McDonald's enough times in my life to know that they ain't doing shit. They in their plan. And now that y'all got all these kids working too.
Oh, see, I don't go to the sea. I don't even go to the one in Appalachia no more.
These motherfuckers ain't got nothing. They ain't got no work about them.
I don't want that. And that's why I said I will not go there anymore. I drive to Magnolia. I will not go to an Appalachian because they don't give a fuck. They treat you. They make you feel bad
for coming up there.
Like you bothering them. Yeah. Like one day I went up there. The chick gonna hand me my thing. I was like, can I get a spoon? We don't have nothing. I'm like, damn. Okay. Cool. Whatever. Like, but you just don't like.
Yeah. But you want your check, lady.
Yeah. So that's why I don't. You know. So. Yeah. But yeah, let's get rid of the 5-day work week. It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Next topic on the docket. Got to ask you a question, Queen Germ.
Coon Germ?
Hey.
That's you. That ain't me. I ain't no damn coon.
Coon Germ. It sounds like something sleazy the black farmer would say. But I got to ask you a question. Who mans is this? That might be a new segment.
No, it's not.
Where we come up with a who mans is this every
who
week.
Who mans is this?
But read this article right here. Authorities charge former college football player posing as a 14-year-old high school student. So in a bizarre story out of Baldwin County, Georgia, a former college football player was charged with falsely posing as a 14-year-old high school student. A former Atlanta Prep football star who later was recruited to play at Georgia Military College in Milledgeville is behind bars after he reportedly posed as a teen and enrolled at Baldwin High School. Jesus Christ. Abe Holmes, 21, is originally from Cobb County and was taken into custody Tuesday by local authorities. His Max Preps page said he played at Sprayberry High School in Marietta and graduated in 2017. So he's charged with giving a false name, address, birthday to a law enforcement officer and giving false statements or writings to conceal facts or fraudulent documents, jail records show. He's got a hold on him right now. Let me see. They say the true depth of the case and whether or not he has been part of a similar activity in the past that might have been illegal, a sheriff spokesman said. So that's why they got him on hold. Still looking into all this. Apparently, he convinced a homeowner in this community to let him stay with them because he was 14 and he had nowhere else to go. They got ready to put him out and they called us. And we started doing some investigating. Authorities were alerted after he became an unruly juvenile at the home. Jesus said the incident led to the fingerprints of the suspect being taken by DFACS and that the prints revealed that he was 21 years old and not 14. Police were called when he tried to take the school issued laptop with him. Nigga.
Nigga. I promise you the school laptop ain't enough for me to be getting in trouble about.
They not giving you no, unless you go to one of these nice ass schools where they giving all the kids Macs and shit like that. And
but he found a clown to let him come and stay with them. So
look, see, that's another thing. If white people, of course, if they think you can play football, they will invest in you. If they think you are good in sports, they will invest in you. They'll let you come live with them. They'll call you their son. They'll do all that stuff for you because they're looking at the larger picture.
Yeah, they definitely are.
So there was no record of him being enrolled at the school. However, Deason said it was his understanding that Holmes had presented false identification documents to school officials. When he showed up to school, Holmes reportedly was told he couldn't be on campus because he was a virtual student. Wow. Now, first of all, my first question is, who the fuck want to go back to high school? Like, especially if I'm 21.
Yeah, like, what is there? What are you doing?
Like, I'm not, what you want to go back for? Like, did you feel like if you went again, you would get a better shake at football? But my nigga, they was going to find out about you. Like, that shit wasn't going to last long. Like, you didn't think this through, my nigga. Like, would you want to play a couple games? Say you still got it. They have semi-pro football for you.
Yeah, like, you could have done a lot of things. That ain't it.
I wouldn't want to go through the rigors of going through high school, especially not now.
I mean, and then you can't. I mean, I guess he was able to compete with the other kids, but I just don't see, like, I don't know. That's just, to me, my mind don't work like that.
Nah.
Because if I've closed that chapter in my life, I enjoyed high school, but it ain't nothing there for me to go back.
I want to go back at 21 and be like, yeah, I think I can. No.
Yeah, I can do better. No, no.
I mean,
no.
I just don't understand these people.
I mean, and then you couldn't even go back on your own accord. You took your ass and started living at somebody's house, lying, saying you was 14. And I just want to know, like, what are these people's mindset like? Because I don't know no 21-year-old man, unless he's a midget or something, that looked like he 14.
Well, I knew some 14-year-olds that looked 21, though.
Yeah, but I guess that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Like, some of them blend. Niggas on one football team.
Yeah, they could blend.
Niggas got beards and shit. And I'm like, God damn, I have to shoot this nigga. I'm not tussling with this. This nigga is a teenager. You think I'm going to tussle with him?
Thank you.
Hell no.
So that's the problem, I guess. I think about it like
so
that.
So kids are, bigger now. Like, you know, like everybody ain't going to look like Kenneth, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
because he looked like a baby.
Yeah.
He's 18.
Yeah. So he could probably fool somebody. But yeah, man, you got to stop doing that, people, man. Like, I mean, he just shows up at your door. I don't have nowhere to stay. And, we'll take him in and get you into school. Like, you can play football. I saw you out there throwing that ball out there. You ever thought about playing football? You know, so
I don't know. That's horrible.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're in jail now.
What you lying for?
I mean, dude, go play semi-pro football. Go try, like, dude.
You catching a charge for the computer and lying about your age? That's a senseless charge.
Dumbass shit. And then your ass locked up just because you wanted to play fucking football. You thought you was going there? You thought you was a 2-star. You gonna become a 3-star now? Like, I mean, bro, like you're 21. You ain't gonna be as fast and nimble as them kids out there. You might be a little stronger. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't gonna be as quick. But you know, now you're in jail.
Learned a valuable lesson, sir.
Yeah, now you're in jail. So
it's good luck. Costing you a lot.
Yeah, good luck to you, sir. You know, so ain't no football teams in prison. That Longest Yard, that was a movie.
That's what's wrong with y'all. Watch too much damn TV.
I'm gonna bring this real quick. This was a topic that we struggled with over the past week. You know, me and a friend of the show, Sleazy the Black Farmer, we had a debate about this personal responsibility. All right, and in this scenario, I bring some drama. I'm beefing with a nigga in the street. The nigga in the street, he can't find me, but he see my old lady, and he, you know, slap my old lady up. I was saying that's my fault that you got slapped. You ain't had nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason why you got slapped is because of me. He was saying that it shouldn't have been how is it my fault, you know, when the person did it. Now, where the disconnect was I was saying that, yes, that person has some liability.
Yeah, they have more. It's 50-50. They have a lot of liability. But the thing, I mean, because you pussy as hell if you a man and you run up on somebody, woman, because y'all got beef, that's number one.
Well, what if it's some real shit? Like, yo, like,
never be no real shit to the point where you gonna slap somebody, woman.
Hey, you might be ducking me. And I said, you won't come out your hole. I know it'll come out make you come out that damn hole. I'm gonna slap your old lady up at the Piggly Wiggly. Now what? Your move, my nigga. And so I know when I see you, it's gonna be a problem. Ain't gonna be no talking, because I done slapped your old lady up. You coming with guns out. You coming blazing, because you mad. So I know what it is when I see you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're still a pussy.
I would call it, you know what I'm saying? But that's how, you know, like, you know, I know women and kids supposed to be off limits, but sometimes you got to send a message. You know, I'm not throwing a brick through your mama window with a damn note attached to it. Talk about some, come meet me at 5:00. Nah, we not doing that. You know, I might run in there. You might come, you know, I might be sitting there talking to your mama. Some, hey, how you doing? Oh, they're your friend. I ain't seen him in a while. Oh, yeah, you know, I had to come check on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, little stuff like that. It's, I understand it, but, you know, I wouldn't do it. I'm not the type of person. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. But, you know, personal responsibility. That's all we want to talk about. Yeah,
definitely. I mean, but people got to know that, you know, you put people in certain situations. For one, if it's that heated, you better tell a nigga that, hey, the block is hot.
Yeah, the block is hot. So you might want to be careful.
When
you go out here, have your head on a swivel.
Exactly. No lollygagging, no playing around. Don't talk to nobody that you don't really know or whatever.
Yeah, like just be on your P's and Q's. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at least let them know. But like I said, it could be something random where, you know, you run into some beef and, you know what I'm saying?
Really know it's like that.
Yeah,
that
you deep. Don't know it's that deep. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just the person want to take it there over some minor shit. And, you know, because, you know, it's different things out there. So, you know, then he was like, so you got to walk around on eggshells all day? You got to be your ass kissing nigga? No, I don't. I don't think you have to be walk around on eggshells. It's just like certain things you got to be, you know, like, is it worth, you know, escalating because this motherfucker, you know, shorted me $3 or a nigga owed me $10. Do I got to take it there over $10? No. You know what I'm saying? You know, some niggas, they you owe them a dollar. They want their fucking dollar, and they willing to take it there. Some niggas that petty.
If we really friends or whatever,
it's not even friends. It could be
people. Yeah, but I'm just saying, if we know each other for me, because you didn't rob me of no $10, you must have borrowed it or had me to do something for you that you owe me $10.
Yeah.
But my thing is this: that means that if you owe me $10, that means you won't never get another $10 from me.
Yeah.
So if it had to come to that, the relationship or whatever was only worth them damn $10 because you ain't getting shit else.
Yeah, because that's why I said sometimes the money that the people owe you that don't want to pay you, that's the cost of getting them out your life.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah, so if you duck and dodge me over $20 and that's all it costs to get you out of my life, $20, so be it.
Yeah.
You know, so be it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that ain't, you know, like...
That ain't nothing. I mean, and my thing is, even if it's more than that, you know what the fuck I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you got over good, if that's what it was, but then just know it better have been worth it because you can't come this way no more now.
At all. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is.
I don't care. You on the side of the road. Nah. It's a storm outside. Nah. It's a whatever. Nah. We in the middle of a pandemic. Fuck you.
Nah. Yeah, that's the answer for everything. Cause you was being petty about the little bullshit ass thing. Like, it didn't, you know how niggas act when, you know, I know we done switched, but it's still about responsibility. It's still about personal responsibility. When people like owe you money and shit, and then they think like I'm normal. Like, I still call, like, even if you owe me money and I call to talk to you, you ain't gotta bring up the fact about the money or nothing like that. Like, nah, nigga, like, I'm not gonna, if I'm gonna let you borrow some money, I'm never gonna ask for it. Cause you said you're gonna pay me back at a certain time, and that's just what it is. I'm not gonna call you. You say you're gonna pay back on Wednesday. I'm not gonna call you Tuesday. I'm not gonna call you Wednesday. You know, you don't send me the money on Wednesday. You don't send me money on Thursday. I'm not gonna ask for it. We still cool, but I ain't gonna ask for it. You send it back to me at your leisure. Then I know next time when you ask me, well, you told me you was gonna give, you know, like, it just.
Yeah, you, and my thing is, I ain't even got to tell you why I ain't gonna. It's my money. Mm-hmm. So when you ask me the next time, it, you just know it's no.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you it's no. So you ain't no need for you to ask me why. Like, and that, yeah,
I shouldn't even have to lie. I shouldn't even have to make up a story.
I ain't got to make up a story. I ain't got it like that, because that means that the terms that you willing to borrow on ain't the terms I'm willing to loan on. So that's my thing. Like, I don't have to go through all that with you.
Or just say my more famous line. Shit, if I give you that back, I'm gonna be where you is. Like, you know,
But that's, you know what I'm saying, that's niggas. People be on some other shit.
So that's all we saying, man. Personal responsibility, it's out there. We're not going to delve too deep in this topic because there's not too much to delve in right now because, you know, we actually came to agreement about it over the thing. So, you know, it's all good. But just know, people, if somebody get hurt behind your actions, that's on you. That's on you. So if you fuck somebody up and they come around and they shoot up your mama house, who fault is that?
Yeah, it's on you now. Yeah. I mean, especially when it comes down to stuff like that, because they innocent bystanders. They don't know nothing about it. They ain't got nothing to do with it. That's the reason why you don't run no business at nobody's house. You don't lay at nobody's house. You don't let people know who you connected to, because when the shit hit the fan, everybody getting a little bit.
You cut your kid's teacher out, and at the end of semester, he need a couple points?
Ain't he got to need a couple. Need one. Need a fraction of a point. Cuss me. The motherfucker won't get nothing out of me. You can have a 69.9. It's a 69.
Yep.
So just be careful how you handle people.
Yes, sir.
It come back quicker than you think.
You never know. Let's go ahead and end the TV talk.
Okay.
This week, we had the season finale of P-Valley. And Queen Jern, what you think?
It's hands down one of my favorite shows of all times.
One of your favorite shows of all time?
Man, I don't watch a lot of TV. But I could tell you this. I thoroughly enjoy P-Valley. Like, it's something about it. The romance, the forbidden romance with Lil Murda and Uncle Clifford. You got your hoes in there with all they drama. I couldn't believe that old girl pulled a gun on Diamond, though. I was like, I get it. You don't want him to kill your baby daddy, hurt your baby daddy, whatever. But your baby daddy looked like he was winning on the thing. So I don't see how you had to pull the gun out on him.
Because she was like, even though he beat my ass, I love him. And you will not hurt him, Diamond. So go on. I'll shoot you before I let you hurt him. That's just
abuse. But this is the thing. You saved his life. You think he going to do anything for her? No. He going to whoop her ass when they get to the house. I promise you. That's the crazy part about it. So you done going and got a nigga off him, but then when y'all get to the house or he feel better, y'all get into the next argument, he ain't gonna think about the fact that you pulled no gun on Diamond. He ain't gonna think about the fact that you could have been with Diamond, Diamond could have killed him or any of this stuff. He thinking about the fact that he mad at you, and the way he deal with you is that he slapped your damn face. That's gonna be a problem for me. Because I would have to remind the motherfucker that the same way I pulled a gun on Diamond, I could shoot your ass too. But you know, we'll see what it come on the next go round when it come back out. But
yeah, because they did get renewed for season two.
They got to be, because we got some followers. They got darn pages and all. Yeah. Fan pages and everything.
But my favorite from the show was...
What was it?
Country Boy Homebred. Raised off cornbread. Started off with shortbread. Now I got the long bread. That shit hard, man.
It kind of be beating, though. I ain't even gonna
lie. That was hard, though. Nice. But yeah, like you said,
I think you only like it because it's from Greensboro.
Nah, I like that. That was, he was spitting though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. But as far as the forbidden romance, I think it's like I said, you noticed when they was doing the little meeting with the guy from the label that wanted to sign Lil Murda and Mississippi. You know, he was kept saying, oh, I give y'all a 360 deal. Like, that's not a good deal. Like, 360s is bad deals. Like, you kept mentioning it, like, that's great shit. But when they was having it, and Uncle Clifford came in and put his hand on Lil Murray, like, we talking business right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, Uncle Clifford got all upset, you know.
Yeah, he was in his feelings. But see, the thing was, because you put me there. You know what I'm saying? Uncle Clifford was cool with having the on the low romance. Mm-hmm. Lil Clifford was like, I mean, Uncle Clifford was like, you know, we could keep this on the low.
Yeah.
But you the one convinced him to say, we going public. I don't care what people say. Mm-hmm. I want to be with you. Da, 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 da. But then when you realized, like, that was going to fuck your money up.
Yeah.
You was like, okay, we might need to slow this shit down. And so, you know what I'm saying? It kind of made him feel bad because you put me in a spot where I felt like I had the right to do these things. But I can't do these things simply because of the fact that that's going to turn off my fan base. Mm. And if that's where I get my money from, we got to figure out what we're going to do with this. So she was like, you know, I realized that Lil Murda ain't for this or whatever, but Lil Marcus, he was ready. Yeah. I like him or whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she was in her feelings, but I think they'll figure it out.
Because he's seen how the record company dude was talking about, you know, he was very homophobic. And, yeah. You know, he's seen that, and, you know, Lil Murda, he was kind of getting his feelings.
And you saw how his girl, Mississippi, came through.
Yeah, because she
was like, don't talk about my boss or my whatever. Because she knew that Lil Murda was feeling some type of way. So let me take the sting off of him. Mm-hmm. He ain't going to be able to say nothing. But I'm going to say something so that he ain't got to feel like it went unnoticed or whatever. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a little dynamic. But I don't just correlate it for the homosexual community or whatever, the LGBTQ.
Q-I-A-A.
Okay, cricket letter, cricket letter.
Don't be disrespectful.
I can't. Yeah. I can't help it. Sometimes it just happens. But it ain't no disrespect. We just laughing here.
Yeah.
Don't make it too serious.
Yeah, but, we are a comedy podcast.
Yeah, don't do that. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, like I said, when you're looking at it on that term, I'm just saying, like, it can be relatable. People don't have to look at it just in the moment of who those individuals are. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying any forbidden romance. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just a cute little way to have people to relate. That's all.
What about Autumn and her situation? You know, when we left off last week, she was in the what's that room called?
It's like the passion or something.
Yeah, it's some room.
Boom, 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 something.
Yeah, it's like the special room, the super
VIP. Paradise.
Paradise.
That's what it is. It's paradise. Yes,
she was in paradise with her
husband
that she
tried to kill.
Who she tried to kill, that she was stealing money from. He wanted his money. She had it at the club. She goes and gets it. And but shout out to Mercedes for being the down ass bitch coming in there sensing that something was wrong. Well, actually she didn't sense it. Well, you know, she always got the sense, but the little
homeboy.
Yeah, Maine sent the dude to be wearing his ankle bracelet in there.
With that paper. Knew she was going to catch it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because she saw the paper, and immediately she knew, okay, she done lied to us, but that nigga who wanted to see her
know who she is.
Uh-huh.
He know who the fuck she is, and he had all this money. Something ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
So Mercedes, she weasel her way in the room, and you know what I'm saying, and, you know, with bottle service or whatever, and, you know, she get in there and dance with him because, you know, she made up some story like, yo, you get two for the price of one here since you in the paradise room. And then, you know, ends up, she busts the bottle, tries attacking with the bottle. He overpowers her. And he's basically like, look, I'm going to hurt Mercedes if you don't go get my money. So Autumn runs off to get the money.
She gets the money,
runs in the car about to leave. And the man is telling Mercedes, like, listen, oh, you think that's your girl? She gone. She ain't coming back for you. Blase squaze. And as soon as we see her in the car about to leave, you know, they cut the scene.
She had a second thought.
She had a second thought. She goes back in, saves Mercedes. Well, actually, she tried to, but her gun was gone. Where did her gun go? That's the gun that Mississippi had. Because she told her about the gun, like, yo, if you ever want to take care of that nigga, the gun right here. And so I think she had it on her mind that she was going to kill that nigga. Because she had the gun, and she was on her way to the car, and if he was going to come, he was going to get shot that night. So he might be lucky to save his life. You know what I'm saying? Well, she saved his life twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as them, I don't know if the man got killed or I think he died.
I think so.
A gun went off. We saw blood leaking. And we don't know where the body is or anything.
But we know that Haley is alive.
Is her daughter alive?
No.
The daughter is dead.
She said that the daughter had died in the flood or whatever.
Okay.
When she was trying to get away from him. Okay. And so the man was not sympathetic because it wasn't his child. And B, even though he said he raised her like that was his child, he felt like that was payback for her stealing his money, which I don't see how, but I guess he's saying because she tried to kill him and she tried to steal his money, so he felt like that was an even trade, the fact that his, you know, stepdaughter died in the flood or whatever. So, but then another thing that I liked was the fact that Andre was able to, you know, show his love or at least concern for Haley by letting her win that auction.
Well, he knew she owed him because she could have blew his spot up. She ain't say nothing to his wife. She ain't.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but still, I came there to do a job. So fuck what we had. You know what I'm saying? Them feelings ain't got nothing to do with it. This well, business.
He knew in the big, in the grander scheme of things that his goddaddy didn't have good intentions. He was only doing it. He didn't care about the city of Chuckalisa. No. He really didn't care. So I think that's what Andre was like. You know what?
That was part of his rationale too, I'm sure.
Yeah, like he don't give a fuck. But he just won't. He care about him.
And then the goddaddy was so nasty and rude with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you telling him to do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. But he wanted to always give everybody a fair deal because he didn't even want to shit the brothers.
Yep.
Because he was like, if it would make them more money in the long run to go ahead and let them rent the property, give them a deal that they can't, you know what I'm saying, offer they can't refuse. And so he was trying to handle them. He was also trying to pay Uncle Clifford because he was like, trying to negotiate, saying that they were going to pay the man, and they was like, why pay him when we can get it for little or nothing because it's going on the auction block? But that's the thing, like, if you was able to pay him, fix, help him out, that would have been a blessing for him. Okay, even if I had to get bought out, give me an offer, I can go somewhere else and get a damn another strip club, you know what I'm saying, if the money was right. But they ain't want to do right, so he let her win the auction, but that was partly, like you say, probably because of the uncle not, I mean, the goddaddy not being about shit. But then on top of that,
yeah,
because
he was on the phone with the man.
And he was able to, he could have got authorization. But he didn't want to get authorization because I feel like if it was probably Uncle Clifford who was trying to get it, like who was really had the money or whatever, he may have had a different feel for it. But I feel like it being her was also another thing that smoothed him over to know I wasn't even going to fuck with it because that's my girl. Like, he know he had some kind of feelings for the girl.
Yeah.
So, he was like, you know, I'm going to have to let this one ride.
Damn. Things you do for the poo thing.
Well,
I tell
you, I can't just be for love.
Because he married. He ain't fucking in love. He was in lust.
Okay, he might have been
in lust. He ain't get to stick that thing in there.
He fucked that girl.
No, he didn't.
We're going to watch the whole season again then. They did it.
They did. They jacked off on the phone.
They was in the same room before.
When? I don't think they ever had sex.
I think they did.
Let's call B-Eazy right now on the show. We ain't called B-Eazy on the show live in a long time. B-Eazy said he don't like that. Let's see if B-Eazy answer the phone. He ain't gonna answer. He an asshole.
Because he know what time we record the show.
Well, it's after that time, though. But he ain't stupid. He like, not answering that. So, yeah. But, yeah, we don't, you know, if she did, I don't think so. But we'll watch it again. We got time before season two come out. So, yeah. Anything else happen on P-Valley?
I don't think so.
So, she won the auction. They saved the paint. Yeah, that was about it. They tied up some loose ends, but left us some loose ends to work with. So, now Diamond, not Diamond.
I hope Diamond all right.
Who's Diamond?
The bodyguard.
Oh yeah, Diamond. He got his ass. Yeah, he's still alive. You know, he got his ass whooped though. But I meant to say, now that Uncle Clifford and Autumn are now partners in the pink, and, you know, I guess this is her whole scheme of keep washing money since she killed this man. I wonder how much more money he got.
I think she got some more.
That's probably.
He said it for $500,000, isn't it? Did he say he
$250,000?
But no, I'm saying they bought the pink for $250,000. But I'm talking about he mentioned something about $500,000 in his account.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's the amount of money that either was missing or that's the amount of money that was in the account. But whatever way it go, she had her hands up in it because she had some money in the bank because she took the money to the bank and it was like, how you get it in the bank, blah, blah, blah. She was like, she soaked it in liquor. And took it to the bank, and the people thought it came from the club. So, if you did all that, you had cash in a locker for him.
Yeah, she had the day of the $250,000 just in the locker, yeah.
And so, you must have had the other $250,000
at home.
At the bank or wherever.
Yeah.
So, She probably still sitting on some money.
Okay, because yeah, she was a financial planner or something. She said
accountant. Yeah, something accountant.
Yeah, so.
So she good with them numbers, them figures.
Well, well, well. So that's all for P-Valley. I don't know what TV Talk is going to be about next week because we ran out of shows. So
we ran out of shows. You ain't going to talk about my booth show, even though
we went on. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. One more show we got. Power, Book 2. That premiered Sunday. How you feel about it?
I think it's going to be all right.
I mean,
without Ghost.
That was my
eye candy.
So. I think they're making Tariq more likable because he was very hateable in Power, but Power, this one, I think they're doing a good job making him more likable.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, now he feel like he got to do everything for the family because remember he had a trust saying that he couldn't get his money that Ghost left him until he graduated college.
Yeah.
So now this nigga on some kind of fast track through college. Like, I've never
heard of these terms.
I mean, this man, he just graduated high school.
And y'all trying to get him in
now, out of college. I don't even think he graduated high school yet because they put him in college. I don't know how he went from other school. Yeah, he ain't even. And that's the only thing I got an issue with. Like, this shit is nuts.
Make it realistic. Yeah, like, make it make sense.
You know, but one of his clauses for him staying at the school, he has to tutor the star basketball player.
And who basically, is ghetto as hell.
Basically, tutor means do all the fucking work for him. You know, the dude is more interested in pussy than he is school. You know, and so, you know, the guy.
His family is ghetto when they're killing each other.
Speaking of his family, his family hood is fucked. Mary J. Blige is his mama.
And the boy who was playing
Bobby Brown is the dude that played Bobby Brown in New Edition movie. I think his name like Will or Wood. I don't know what his name is.
I don't know, but he's a kid that's playing this role.
Yeah, it's something Harris. Woody Harris, that's his name.
Oh, okay.
He's the, like, the boy's brother. They all hood as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Tasha, she's still in jail. She was about to get out, but she didn't tell the truth. And she already lied again. So they knew she wasn't the shooter, but they knew she had an accomplice. And she said that Andre was her accomplice, you know, covering up for Tariq, you know, because everybody know Tariq killed him. And so then Johnny Sachs, he's back. He's the U.S. attorney now, but he's still tied up in this whole ghost killing thing. And now they dropped the charges on Tasha, but they reintroduced new charges like Rico.
Woody McLean looked like.
Yeah, and so.
Sorry.
Yeah, and so you know, so she's back in jail under, like, they're trying to say she was the queen pin or something of the whole operation. Just, you know, they trying to make something stick to her. So it's gonna be interesting. Oh, Method Man is like the Johnny Cochran of this shit. I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, I can't take him seriously.
Buying Method Man as a lawyer because it's Method Man. Like,
that was it. I can't take it seriously.
I don't see him being the high price attorney, like, you know, that they're, you know, but maybe it'll grow on me. You know, I wasn't gonna watch this, you know what I'm saying? But Queen Germ, you know, she was like, hey, let's watch it. You know, we got to have something for the show. And, you know, I'm glad she did because we wouldn't have nothing to talk about on TV Talk next week if she didn't. So, Power Book 2, you know, watch it, watch it at your own risk. It's not that bad. I mean, it's got a lot of potential. You know what I'm saying? But Tasha did some fuck shit when she said that Tommy Egan was the one that shot Ghost.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
That was fucked up, Tasha. Like, yeah.
I'm talking about, you said Tommy was your boy so many times and so many situations. Like, now it's...
Why you keep fucking over Tommy? Yeah. You didn't kill this damn old lady.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying? Like, all Ghost got made you kill Holly. Like, y'all keep fucking over Tommy.
I mean, because she sat there and you could tell she got chills when you saw the picture of Lala dead because you did that shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, come on now. You, if nothing else, let him live his life.
He gone. He ain't bothering nobody. He got away. He ain't had nothing to do with it. And then you throw him in it. So that was fucked up, Tasha. Another thing fucked up with Tasha was her motherfucking hair. Nigga, did you see where her
fucking... Don't do that.
Like, yo, that's... Hey, listen. If that's what weave and shit do to your fucking hair over the years, ladies, stop wearing that fucking shit. Because that motherfucking hair started at the damn center of her mouth.
It was bad. When they stripped her down to go to jail, that shit was ridiculous.
Bruh.
Like, she really looked throwed away.
I'm talking about, man, listen. This the easiest role she done had to play. She ain't have to do nothing for this one. She ain't glammed up like the previous 5-6 seasons or whatever.
Had her looking decent when she was in court that day. They threw a wig on her head.
They threw a wig on that day. But that without that wig, boy.
Oof, she look a mess now.
Ish. But yeah, that's all for Power.
She's looking very EBT-ish. That shit right there. I'm like, well, damn.
Yeah, she was looking horrible. But speaking of horrible, it's that time of the show.
It's that time of the show. I'm ready to check out. Bad Black Cinema.
People, y'all know how I go every week. Me and Queen Germ are not classically trained actors. Neither one of us went to Juilliard. But we do like improving, and what we do on this improv, we take a situation and we act it out, suggested by either us or suggested by you, the listener. And this week, the situation is, neighbor asking to borrow something. Would you like to be the borrower or the borrowee?
I guess I'm going to come in and borrow.
You going to come and borrow? Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go, people. Ready? Action.
Ding dong.
Oh, man, who does it? Not damn ring. Yeah. Can I help you? How you doing?
Hey, I live right across the street.
I know. I see you all the time. What's up?
Okay. I was in the middle of fixing breakfast. I don't have any more syrup. Is it possible for me to get a bottle of syrup from you? I promise you I'll bring you back some when I go to the store.
Syrup.
My kids are trying to get ready for school.
Oh, okay. Syrup. And you say you're cooking breakfast?
Yeah.
So if I give you some syrup, you'll bring me a plate over here?
Yeah.
And your husband ain't have no problem with that?
I can't promise you that.
I can't promise you no syrup.
I mean, ma'am,
come on. I'm hungry, too. You come knocking on my door early in the morning. What you cooking over there?
I mean, just a little pancake, sausage, eggs.
Oh, man.
French toast.
French toast and pancakes?
Yeah, well, one of my kids like pancakes. The other one like French toast. So.
Damn. So you just a short order cook over there, huh?
I do what I can for my children.
Okay, well, how about I get a plate?
Okay, well, can we go on ahead and get the syrup?
I mean, I got some syrup in here. I might got a little bit. Well, I got a little bit of syrup. You just put some water in the bottle.
No, sir. I mean,
listen.
Well, I can fix you this plate if you run to the store and give me some syrup.
Oh, see, now, ma'am, I'm sitting here doing nothing. It's early in the morning.
I got something you can put some syrup on.
Now, see, ma'am.
I'm just saying to make it really worth your while.
Now, ma'am,
syrup ain't but $2.79.
Okay, so that's all you worth is $2.79?
I'm just saying you'll be coming back for more.
Oh, you think so?
I'm positive, honey.
And ma'am, you're married.
Sir.
Ma'am, listen. Listen. As enticing as this offer is, you're a little too close for comfort.
Oh, so if I move, we can hook up another time.
I mean, if it's just for syrup every time, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, but right now, I don't feel safe. You know, like, you know, Ten Commandments say don't covet thy neighbor's wife.
Oh, my goodness.
And all that stuff. So
okay.
I would rather, you know, not do this with your neighbor. You know, people crazy.
Well, can I just get the syrup? We ain't got to do nothing. Just give me the syrup. I'm hungry. The food already ready.
Okay. Well, let me go get a little bit of syrup. I'll be right back. Cut! People, did you feel it?
No.
I felt it.
I was trying to feel something, too.
You know, Queen Jern always got to turn something into a situation like that.
I'm just saying, like, why you want to holler about the Lord? Nigga, if that's the shit you saying in the streets when people try to holler at you, that's lame as fuck.
If it keep them away, that's all that matters.
No, it don't. They don't. Because I know they put the stink on it real good when you start talking about the Lord.
Mm. Oh, then they see right through it when they start quoting the scripture, and I'd be like.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Then they think, you know, the nigga blouse getting unbuttoned and some shit sliding off.
I mean, one time this lady asked me about the Holy Trinity. I had no idea what she was talking about.
And that's sad. Because it's simply the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Look, she caught me at a time in my life where.
That wasn't even a part of
Holy Trinity.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Onions, peppers, and
onions, bell peppers, and garlic.
Celery, that's
all you could think of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, because I didn't know.
Help them.
But yeah, like I said, Beezy just called back. I'm not gonna answer the phone because hey, I'm recording the show and he's missed it. So sorry, can't go back to that. But, yeah, that was Bad Black Cinema. Guys, if y'all want to see situations act out and y'all want to see some non-trained actors act out these scenes and bring them to life, send them in to us. Suggest them on Twitter. Y'all know the Twitter, @KingGerm1. And if it's you want to hit me on Instagram, it's @Frocast. Like, hit us up. Send situations. We'll act them out. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Next up, we got Song of the Week before we take a little break. Queen Jerm, do you have a song of the week?
Yes, my song of the week is going to be Lost One by Jasmine Sullivan. It's been on repeat for a couple of weeks, actually. But I listen to it a lot. It's a really good song. Makes me feel real good. It's kind of like got a little acoustic feel to it. It's not very long, so that's Jasmine Sullivan, Lost One.
All right.
One of her newer songs.
Okay. My song of the week is a song that means a lot to me.
Okay.
It's by Big Crit. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Big Crit. This song is called Something Got a Hold. You know what I'm saying? Something got a hold on me. You know what I'm saying? And it is just this song. I fucks with this song. I know y'all gonna feel it too. So we got Jasmine Sullivan and some Big Crit. It's the Frocast episode 421. We're gonna take a music break. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Young Krizzle, Third Coast representative, right now the rap game.
Got a hold on me.
But that's cool because it's my movement. You dig? And if you don't believe me, then you'll fall for anything. And that's the type of shit that. Cause this industry gets you fucked up, you dig? So stay cool and you wanna do it to your life, nigga, do it. Make sure you can't leave it alone, cause I can't
leave it alone, no.
300 represent a pimpin'. I always knew that it was something in my heart that got me tripping today. Like yesterday, it ain't no different. The struggle, whatever it is. And I can't breathe nowadays. I wanna leave nowadays, but Lord, I'm knowing that it's something in this music and in my soul. The thought I might not blow, this shit just keeps on. And I don't know how long I can keep on like this. I need a sign, so whatever it is I'm meant to do, I need to find it. Cause the game is addictive and I ain't getting out it. Cause I can't leave it alone. I've tried and I tried, but they keep calling me back. Yeah, they keep calling me back. Because it's something in my music that makes them feel me. The sweetest melody sometimes can heal me. Cause like my grandma's hands when I was younger, warmer than summer, then I knew it was something that was bigger than the money and the fame. The fact that so many could change keeps
bothering me.
Yeah, but who am I to judge? Been a while since I did it for the love, but whatever it is, I gotta pay for it. Sometimes happiness the only thing I pray for. I can't leave it alone. The will to ask questions like how can George Bush receive blessings? But I'm knowing that it's
something.
Some things that I cannot explain. Forget, forgive, but change and the pain.
Gotta hold on me.
I got a gun to keep me safe. Sometimes I drink and smoke to get away because it's
something
that I know ain't right. Pops, forgive me, but this can't be life. And it's because I wanna do better, but this rain seemed to pour forever. So whatever it is, I fiend for it, think of it, speak on it, wish for it, dream of it, and Lord, I can't leave it alone. And she said it was something that draws you to me, and it's meant to be. And you the only one that ever
gotta hold on.
Yeah, but you ain't been the same. There was something that made you change. So tell me it was
something
or someone that made you feel good, or way better than I ever could. Truth is,
it's bothering me.
But I'm cool with it. Just know if it's over today that you did it. But what? Don't let it take you to your grave. Protect yourself from AIDS. I know you want me to, but I can't. I knew I couldn't turn this house of ours to a home. And I said it's something that I've done to make you leave. Baby girl, while you're tripping, can't you see that you're always
gotta hold on.
And I don't know what I could say to make you stay, but I know I gotta say
something.
But now and then I get tired of you packing your bags and all this drama is
bothering me.
And I don't need it on my mind. Lately you've been like this all the time. So whatever it is you're feeling guilty about, go and spit it out. While you accusing me, you must be cheating. Cause you
can't.
Why you crying? See, you can't deny it. I always had this feeling it was something that God gave me as a gift. The power to make words fit. I look at the sky and dream of soaring just as high. But as time goes by, it always
something
that'll knock me off my track. Got to get back, cause time is short. Hey, can you feel it? And I don't know how long I can keep on like this. I need a sign, so whatever it is, I gotta pay for it. Sometimes happiness the only thing I pray for. I can't leave it alone. The will to do better as a man. I can't struggle forever because it's something.
it's always something, man. It's got a hold on me. Real shit for real niggas. Real shit for real people, you know. It keeps bothering me that people don't wanna hear no real shit no more. But whatever it is, I gotta spit to get it to them, get to their mind. I can't stop, cause I gotta spit this message. Cause I'm about something hot.
From music break, it's HBCU confession time. Another one Queen Germ really loves. What I do here, I go on the HBCU confessional Twitter, I pull some out, and I bring it home to Queen Germ and show it to her. And this one goes a little something like this. My best friend is dating my cousin. I know she's cheating on him, so I told her to break up with him because he's a great person. She called me a pick me, and I should mind my business. Me holding you accountable doesn't make me a pick me. That's family. I'm going to protect him at all costs. S-U. So, how you feel about this one, Queen Germ?
I don't know.
So, if you had a friend dating one of your family members and your friend was doing your family member wrong, you wouldn't, I mean, this is one of your good friends.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't advise her, like, man, this, like, you know your family member's a good person. Would you, you know, what would you do?
I mean, for me, I would try to suggest that she leave him alone or whatever, whoever that person is that's out there that can't do right. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you can't apply too much pressure because it's a you know, a delicate situation. And that's why it's really important that you don't really mix them type of situations up. So if it's a friend, like, man, you can't talk to my friends. or if you know that the friend a hoe, like, I don't think they just start to become a hoe or start to do some old fucked up shit just by meeting your family member. You knew this was their character in the beginning, so you should have been like, family member, if you gonna mess with it, you know what I'm saying, so and so, just know that she be on that bullshit. So, you know what I'm saying, at least give them the heads up, so if they going in it, they already know what they're dealing with. So I ain't got to keep reminding you that she out here doing XYZ or he out here doing whatever, because I already done let you know that they be on it. So if you want to, you know what I'm saying, you want to enjoy the ride or not, that's on you. But I ain't finna keep interjecting myself into nobody's situation when I already gave you the heads up. But now if I ain't give you the heads up, hoping that the person was going to do better, but then they don't value y'all friendship either, because if I'm doing it in front of you and I notice your family member, you must want the shit to get back. Because you can't, it's basically like you cheating on both of us.
Yeah.
Because this is my family, and you doing this in my presence, or calling me and telling me about whatever you doing that's not right. So you,
that's something that you breaking girl code.
Yeah, but that's something you can't even tell me. You got to tell some of your other friends that ain't kin to this person that. That's the stories that you can't tell me. So, nah, that's some bullshit, because you'll mess around with me and get fucked up on the wrong day.
Damn.
I ain't even going to lie. Because my cousin's like my brother, so I don't really, I wouldn't play like that with nobody.
I got you, man. Well, that's the HBCU Confessional. You can find them out. Go to their Twitter, HBCU Confessions. See for yourself. Like I said, school's back in, so they're going to be revved up. And oh, I can't wait.
And they're going to have the COVID, too.
Yes, sir. Keep it 100 time, Queen Germ. Do you have a keep it 100?
Yeah, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of things, doing a lot of things since the last show. And I just need my people to know that lying is reserved for the real shit, for the big shit. Stop lying about crazy, insignificant bullshit.
100.
Like, for real. Not that you ought to be lying, but if you're going to lie, make sure it's worth lying for. Like, some shit, you might as well just tell the truth, because you done got so caught up in your lies tale, you can't keep them things straight. But don't be lying just to make conversation. Just lying, just, you know what I'm saying, just because you're trying to perfect being a liar. But lie when it matters, when it's some real stuff to lie about. That's what my Keep It 100 is.
Mm-hmm. Well, my Keep It 100 is this, man. Danielle Cohen is a 14-year-old TikToker. She recently debuted her new song called Foolish, and it was a cover of a song, you know, by Ashanti, but she didn't give any credit to Ashanti. She even got merchandise, selling Foolish merchandise, and, you know, people called her out. Then she changed it to my new cover song, but you out here getting, you know, you on Apple iTunes, is this your song? You on Spotify, is this your song? And not, they don't say written by Ashanti or inspired by El DeBarge or it contain elements from Notorious B.I.G. You know what I'm saying? So you are like, this is fucked up.
You and your feelings.
Because it's
Ashanti.
No. It has nothing to do with Ashanti. It has a lot to do with this little young girl is 14 years old and she already exploiting the system. She's stealing off of black people's culture and she made it her own version. Like, it sounds like some old kids bop shit. And yeah. And I don't like it.
But because, I don't like nobody making money off of something that...
Yeah, like...
You know what I'm saying?
But that's okay. I hope Ashanti lawyer teams give her a call and say, hey, you know, how much money have you made? Okay, cool. Well, send that all over here because you got to pay us and you got to pay El DeBarge and you got to pay Puff Daddy because you know Puff Daddy coming for his motherfucking money. Oh,
trust and believe.
Puffy coming for his.
You could have been 3.
So, yeah.
And so then, you 14, you really going to get
it. And then she got a video with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend like 18.
That's so her mom and them strange too.
Yeah, so you got other things to worry about than this fucking Foolish song, because you foolish for dealing with this motherfucking 18-year-old boy. And your mama foolish and y'all for letting him deal with you.
Okay.
So my Keep It 100 is, white people, quit stealing our culture.
100.
You can borrow it, but when you borrow it, make sure you get credit where credit is due. But when you steal it, I got a motherfucking problem. End of rant.
Okay.
Winner and loser times, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners?
Yes, my winner this week has to be the couple that just recently had another baby. This is their second baby girl. They gave birth in the bathroom.
Winner.
But it doesn't sound as, I mean, it wasn't as bad as it sounds, I guess, because you think about having a baby in the bathroom. But I'm going to say my winners are going to be Tiana Taylor and her husband, Inman Shrumpert.
Iman Shrumpert.
Oh, Iman Shrumpert.
Yeah, he played basketball.
Shrumpert. I know what he do.
Yeah. Or as Beezy call him, I-Man Shrumpert. He said, I-Man Shrumpert.
Yeah.
Yeah, Iman.
Iman.
Yeah. So they had another kid?
Yeah, they had a second, their little second daughter.
Yeesh.
Next time they'll get a boy.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
My winner is Dr. Dre's soon-to-be ex-wife.
Winner.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she my winner, you ask?
I didn't, but I'm
she is asking for damn near $2 million a month in spousal support.
Again. You can pay somebody to get rid of her for $2 million one time. Month.
Let's look at some of her demands, okay?
I mean, they've been married for a long time.
They've been married for, let's see. So she wants temporary spousal support. So she wants $2 million a month, and this $2 million breaks down to like, so it's actually $1.9 million in monthly temporary spousal support. She's also
he deserved to do that,
and she also seeking $5 million in legal fees. The rapper filed a response revealing that the couple had a prenuptial agreement, despite initial reports that they did not have one. Young, however, is disputing the validity of that agreement, saying that she was forced to sign it and that Dre ripped it up, rendering it invalid after they were married. So, you know, she is a lawyer, so, you know.
I mean, for one, she wrong because, I mean, it doesn't matter. The agreement is not the piece of paper. That's what people don't understand. The agreement is what the terms of the piece of paper say.
Mm.
So just because you don't have the document, you know you signed the motherfucker, so you agreed to the terms that was on that paper. So that's what that is. But y'all was married for 24 years, so that's a long enough time for me to think that y'all had a real relationship, but she ain't look like she black all the way, black at all. So, you know, my level of sympathy goes out the window at this point. So
this is the breakdown of what she wants. She wants $10,000 a month for laundry and cleaning. I don't know who the fuck doing $10,000 worth of laundry and cleaning a month, but I don't think you are. Then she want $135,000 a month for clothes. I mean, if you're getting $135,000 worth of clothes this month, why you need $135,000 worth of clothes next month? I don't understand, but hey. Education, tuition, and living expenses, $60,000 a month. Entertainment, $900,000 a month. What the fuck are you entertaining over there for $900,000 a month? You must have got Siegfried and Roy over there fighting fucking tigers. Mm. You got a Vegas Live. You got Wayne Newton over that motherfucker singing. You got Barry Manilow out there singing. What the fuck is going on? What's that nigga named Tom Jones? It's unusual to be loved by anyone. You must have got him singing it. Charitable contributions, $125,000 a month.
I mean, what charities is she? Is she the charity?
Must be her kids.
Because if she's supposed to, be the lawyer, then that means that you should be making money anyway. So if you making money, why the hell is you concerned about trying to get $2 million?
It gets better. It gets better. Mortgage, $100,000 a month. Telephone, cell phone, and email, $20,000 a month. Ho, if you don't get one of these goddamn T-Mobile unlimited plans for motherfucking 40.
Ain't nobody spending that kind of money on no damn.
Who the fuck is you calling? You just calling somebody and fucking. Phone calls ain't that expensive no more.
No more.
Fuck is out of here, man. But you my winner, though, for asking for $2 million. And you know he got
it. I said. And you can leave here today for $2 million.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
And they said Dre's still covering her expenses and she's living in their house in Malibu. Wow.
He must have did some real fucked up shit.
Well, she's accused of Dre of domestic violence and coercion. She said that Dre was drunk one night and started to yell and cuss at her. Fuck you, get the fuck out, get the fuck out, go to Malibu. You know what I'm saying? And Dre told her, do not spend one more cent, period. You can't be mean and disrespectful and spend my hard-earned money. Fuck that. Yes, that's a threat. I'm putting the beach house up for sale next week. You know what I'm saying? Wow.
And I mean, my thing is, and that's why people need to have prenups. Because you don't deserve that. That's some bullshit. Like, if you used to be in whatever environment, if you used to spending this kind of money and we ain't together no more, that's a part of the agreement. Like, you can get something, but to say that you deserve that kind of money, that's insane.
Mm.
That's insane.
Got any losers, Queen Germ?
Yes. I gotta say it's 850 of these motherfuckers.
Loser.
Because if you telling me that y'all still having parties in the midst of the pandemic, y'all still having gatherings in the midst of the pandemic, you ain't got nothing but a loser mentality.
But you just said you feel sorry for the kids that ain't seen their classmates. And
I feel sorry for you, but these are some grown people.
Yeah.
So I'm saying my losers have to come from Florida State University, since we got 850 cases documented that we got employees and students that have tested positive for COVID-19 within the last few days. And then these ain't the numbers that gonna come out after all of the shenanigans y'all had going on over the Labor Day holiday.
Hey, man.
It's gonna jump up there a little bit higher.
Shout out to all y'all that was out at the beaches on Labor Day. That I seen a lot of people partying, clubbing, strip clubs was open back up in Atlanta. Like, hey, just I guess everybody need to get it so we can get over this and get through it.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. So
but my thing is this.
Did you hear about the teacher that died during the Zoom call? Like, she was teaching her class virtually.
She died. Bullshit.
Yeah, she was sick. She had the fucking corona. COVID. Yeah. And she was teaching her class, and she died while she was on the motherfucking thing. I said, God damn.
That's sick.
She was in another country, not in America. So, you know, I think she was like in Ecuador or somewhere in South America.
To watch somebody die, that's a lot.
Yeah, man. It's got to be traumatic. But, yeah, man. My loser, Robert Smith. You remember that guy?
Loser.
That's a guy that, Smith is a kind of common name. I know a couple of
Robert he's the guy that paid off everybody in Morehouse debt.
Oh, okay.
That was him.
Sounds good.
Well, no good deed goes unpunished, right?
That's what they say.
That's what they say in the good book. It's funny. It's funny how they always, you know. Yeah. But anyway, Roger, he just now came under investigation because, what is it, money laundering? Let me see. The IRS is after his ass, man. He's fighting U.S. criminal tax inquiry is what he's fighting. They said billionaire Robert Smith ended his 2019 Morehouse College commencement speech by vowing to pay off student debt for the entire graduating class. Cheers of MVP. MVP rose from students and faculty on the Atlanta campus. What the audience didn't know was Smith was harboring a financial secret. He was being pursued by the Justice Department prosecutors and Internal Revenue Service agents for potential tax crimes, according to four people familiar with the matter. So maybe all this was a scheme to clean some of this money up.
Yeah.
Federal authorities have spent 4 years examining whether Smith failed to pay U.S. taxes on about $200 million in assets that's moved through offshore structures. Some of those people said Smith hasn't been charged, and prosecutors may conclude he owes no taxes on those assets. So now y'all running this good man name through the dirt that he something allegedly may have been done. So Robert Smith, you my loser for thinking that, even though you a billionaire, even though you did something good by paying off all these ungrateful, unworthy people's fucking student debt off, you still a motherfucking nigga. And they gonna come after your ass. You made all them headlines. And they said, hold on, how come we ain't never heard this motherfucker? Robert ain't never came to none of the parties. Who the fuck is Robert Smith? When I Google Robert Smith, it comes up a musician. A black man? And this nigga don't rap? He don't own no team. How the hell? So, Robert, don't ever forget that. They'll get you. You see, you shouldn't have made all them headlines. You should have did a quiet, but you want to be up all in the video. Now you're on Oprah. You're on all these talk shows talking to you and everything. And now, you know you weren't paying no goddamn tax. You know you moving the money through them. You know what you was doing. You don't become a billionaire by keeping everything up on the straight and narrow, nigga. I know that for a fact. Hell yeah. So you my loser for thinking you could game the system and the system wasn't going to come back for you, Mr. Smith. Well, Queen Germ, another epic episode of the Frocast is in the books. 421 episodes of the Frocast is in the books. Queen Germ, I got to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Poach.
I gotta say something real quick. I do have to apologize. The Front Poach have been doing their shows. They just been strictly on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
They wasn't on Spotify, where I go to listen to most of my podcasts. So I want to lend out a apology to the front poach.
Okay, we accept.
Y'all been recording y'all shows.
Yeah, my people.
Yeah. And Mama then I Bear, was it names on the show? Mama Bear,
Biggie,
and it's the other something Bear. It's something Bear. It's Mama Bear and something else Bear. So shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know, I stand corrected.
Yeah, but I thought I was doing my shout outs. I want to do a birthday shout out because okay. My number one nigga in my life, the one who gives me so much joy, is going to be 17 on Saturday. So, gotta give big up to, I guess, Prince Germ, if that's what we calling him. Keeping it all royal up in here.
Yeah, I heard what she said. The number one nigga in her life.
Interesting. I mean, that's my nigga right there.
Okay.
That's my nigga Juan. Okay. But I want to give a shout out to him and then one of my my people. My accountability partner, my walking partner, my home girl, sorority sister, all that good stuff. I got to give a shout out to Shoni B, her birthday tonight, the day, all that good stuff, the day that we recording. She's been listening to the show for a good little minute, so I want to say happy birthday to my peeps. So, there you have it, my shout outs. Oh, and I ain't get to the part where I wanted to say. Because the nigga tried to block me. Always trying to hate on the nigga. That's why he tried to get me sidetracked. You jumped in there on me. And anybody that's representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga. Even when they try to steal it from me.
He tried to steal it from me. You forgot. So apparently you don't rep your city.
I did.
Nigga.
I did. Oh, I did. Okay. Fuck you. Come on now. Say your shit.
Y'all know my shout-outs. Go a little something like this. Shout-out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, RT3, J Will, Light Skin Kanye, Dark Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Sleazy the Black Farmer. Anybody over that site to fuck with the kids, shout-out to Doc, you know what I'm saying, Doc Claw. Shout out to 12 Cal, 12 Cal Podcast. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive and the Dr. Abrasive Network. You got Disrespectful Motherfucker MJ. You got Dr. Cam. You got K-Law the Truck Driver. Don't forget, we got the Madden League coming up. I think it's on the 21st or the 25th. Not sure. But you go to drabrasive.com and get it from him. And he can get the exact dates over there if you want to join this Madden League. $5 for 1 year, $10 for three, $20 for five. You know what I'm saying? These are seasons, you know what I'm saying? Concurrent seasons we run. You know, it's a pretty good, smooth operation. It's not a lot of pressure, but it's a little bit of pressure. You don't want to be the last guy to haven't played because there is a rule that says you get clowned in a group meet. And there's nothing you can say about it. You just got to take that clowning until you play your game. Simple as that. So don't forget about that. All the podcasts that fuck with us, man. The Glenn and Her Podcast. Relationships Podcast. Humbly Arrogant Show. My boy Corey Dos Equis and the Power Lunch Hour Show podcast. My dog Q Lewis and Q Lewis 313 Radio. Shout out to him. And any other podcast to fuck with this man. Shout out to y'all. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. I'm sorry. I don't know why I always be forgetting y'all to the end, but I guess that's how it always has been.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sometimes you say it twice.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, shout out to my nigga Rock Jones. He back out of surgery again, man. Hopefully he don't have to go back. You know what I'm saying? You got to get on the mend, Rock Jones. You know, you got to get better, dog. Yeah.
Take it easy, man.
Yeah, man. Heal up, bro. Heal up, man. And then, you know, shout out to anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Whew. Another episode in the books, Queen Germ. Go ahead, rate your show.
I would say a 9.12.
Okay, 9.12 from Queen Germ. How ironic. I'm going to rate my show. I'm going to give it a 9.04. Shout out to my homegirl. Her birthday was last Friday. We didn't give her a shout out on the show. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to her. She might not be listening.
She ain't.
But the people that are. So shout out to her.
Yes.
So my show is a 9.04.
I appreciate it.
Got a lot of birthdays this weekend. Got my son, my niece, back to back. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. Shout out to Jazz. Lil
John's birthday the day before his.
Shout out to Lil John. His birthday 9/11.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, a lot of birthdays in September for the fam. Shout out to my nigga B Dot. His birthday 9/11. So shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. That's about all.
And anybody who got that WAP.
A lot of y'all got that WAP. A lot of y'all got some sap.
Whatever. And a lot of y'all niggas got some whack ass penises. So, hey, if that's what it is, a lot of people got some stuff.
Hey, like I said,
some whack ass pussy, some wet ass pussy. It's a lot of stuff out there. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of people can have some WAPs. It's just what it is.
Exactly. Make it your whatever you want it to be.
Yes.
But yeah, like always, man, let's get out of here. We keep the people too long tonight. You know, BZ gonna be mad. Another long show. But I just want to let y'all know, don't forget to like, rate, comment on the Frocast or any podcast reader out there. Don't forget about the voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar. Support all things Nappy Afro. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. In the words of Saul, right? You know what I'm saying? You just be all mean to y'all. You know, we got more shirts in there. We got the Sister Girl shirt. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get one of them. This is dope. Did you see the Sister Girl shirt?
I did.
You ain't like it?
It's
all right. All right. She a hater. But yeah, man.
I'm not a hater. I mean, that's to me. It's
like always, this is episode 421. I'm your boy, King Germ.
And I'm your girl, Queen Germ.
She's a hater, and this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
Oh,
we trying to talk about a hater. You are a hater.
You are a hater.
I'm not an ultimate hater. You hate everything.
Just because I don't like something don't mean I'm a hater. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
Hate is such a strong word.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com